Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Loaded, ladies and gentlemen, blasting out worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the sixth day of February 2012, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. Now, I'll tell you about the guests we've got coming up, and you can see that their details posted at Infowars.com in the radio show section there on the front page. I'll tell you about the guest coming up when we start the second segment. But just so much incredible news that we've got to cover today. There's a big announcement by the front runner in the Mexican elections that they are basically going to open the door for a full-on U.S. military invasion. That's all part of the merger of the countries under the North American Union. There's also a hysterical article in the fading New York Times, Activists Fight Green Projects, Seeing U.N. Plot. And then they go on to admit it's a UN plot, but engage in this weird doublethink I constantly see where, well, yes, there's a world government being established. In fact, guys, will you pull me out of yesterday's stack, the Desert News and the Prison Planet article that we wrote about it, where UN calls for global tax? So there they say crazy people say there's a plan for a global government and a global tax. We want the global tax. But it doesn't exist if you don't like it. And with yuppies and people, they're able to keep these two opposing ideas in their heads at the same time. And the New York Times is freaking out that all over the country, their sustainability councils, their smart growth is being shot down. One of the few places it's not is places like the whole state of California, with 20%+ now a year carbon taxes, shutting down industries left. And here in Austin, they announced a couple years ago, they said, we're going to jack up your power prices, double them in the next 3 years. And they have increased them quite a bit last year. They've announced 80% increases in the next year for most power consumers. Some are only have a 40% increase. And they said it's for the earth. Big mega foreign corporations that have moved in and taken over the power plants and shut down their competition, you know, they're getting the money. But they actually say you having less money is good. And if you go to Whole Foods here in Austin where I live, half the magazines, we went and shot video of this about a year ago. I'm going to send reporters back over there this week to get some footage of it. It's just, it's austerity magazine and being poor is cool. And it's all about pay more, literally for the earth, be poor. Sew patches in your clothes. It's good they're shutting down the economy. It's for the earth. In fact, you can type in headlines like, recession good to lower carbon footprint. In fact, print me that. Because I hadn't seen this until I got here about 40 minutes before showtime as I really get ready at home. And I hadn't seen this article. And so this is my problem. It's why I digress down rabbit trails, which is good. I see this article and my mind explodes with thoughts. Thousands of articles, UN documents, public statements, post-industrial world, how they're going to do it. And then they write an article making fun of people that are aware of it, but then go on to admit that they are doing just what we say. It's just, it's not a conspiracy. It's a loving UN plan to shut down our resources and give China three coal power plants a week, and we don't get three new ones a year. And, of course, last year, the new White House responded to an Infowars.com article saying that we were having blackouts everywhere because of shutting down power plants. We had power commission reports, and the White House came out and said we were crazy, it didn't exist. But then a month later, the head of the Energy Department came out and said, oh, we're going to shut down, quote, massive numbers of power plants, and it's for the earth. So we're going to make you all poor. It's for the earth. No, you're a bunch of monopoly men shutting down our economies, and people are aware of you, criminals. That's why the New York Times is going bankrupt. That's why everybody hates your stinking, traitorous, slimebag, trashy guts. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wound up. This is going to be an absolutely jam-packed global transmission against tyranny today. I will tell you about the guests that are coming up in the second and third hour here in a moment, and we will have open phones during this hour, some, and in the second and the third. But let me just now go over some of the news. There's a big stack, obviously, with Israel, the United States, and NATO. And more with the defense secretary saying, yeah, it looks like war is on in April, May, or June. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to happen, but the troops are massing, 100,000 U.S. troops in and around, and I've talked to my military sources. They're being told it's going to happen. Now, sometimes they tell the troops that because they're intending to, but there's a window to stop it. Let's be clear, we've backed off the Iran war repeatedly before, but the Brookings Institute and a bunch of others, RAND Corporation, I talked about this on the Sunday radio show, are openly saying a provocation would sure help. And they openly talk about Gulf of Tonkin / Pearl Harbor type events, shades of the PNAC reports put out by Cheney September 20th, 2000. And there's a good headline from Empire Burlesque from Chris Floyd. Runaway train, stop the war against Iran now. Iran mass-producing anti-ship cruise missile. AFP's reporting Iran warships dock at Saudi port. Russia condemns West hypocritical reaction to Syria invasion veto, basically. the West is using classic al-Qaeda forces, same folks they used in Libya, have now been rotated in and are invading through three different areas into Syria. These are proxy wars to overthrow these countries. I'm no fan of Assad. I'm no fan of the mullahs. The point is the globalists are trying to put stuff even worse in. They're just creating total chaos. We've got all of that coming up. Greece takes a step closer to default. They were put into receivership to now go into default, part of the IMF World Bank plan. Big news out of the Washington Times. Mexican vote may determine future of drug war. And buried in the article, they have the big pre-national candidate, the party that was in power for 100 years that's about to get back into power, the polls show. The pre is saying what we already knew, what Perry talked about, Rick Perry, while running. Let's invade Mexico. Well, they're saying we won't just have drones and advisors. They want the Marines down there, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. We will fight the mega banks' battles and bring in the $100 billion every few months in drug money. I'm now butchering. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. And it is certainly on. So there's quotes out of the Mexican news and the Washington Times on this. It's a big deal, part of the North American Union plan, where they said in 2006 in Banff, Canada, they would use the deteriorating security crisis to merge the three militaries. And you've seen those public deals where U.S. generals, Mexican troops to fight terrorists inside U.S. and vice versa, or U.S. troops help it. Olympic Games in Canada. Remember 2 years ago? They're just acclimating everyone. Oh, Mexican and Dutch troops in New Orleans helping with the flood. Washington Post. All part of the conditioning, and we have the globalist documents admitting that. Obviously, I'm not going to get to this now, but later, I didn't watch the Super Bowl, but I happened to have a business meeting last night with some of the crew on this film we're finishing up. It's a little 30-minute, but it's going to be very powerful. Sometimes shorter films are even more powerful than two-hour, three-hour films, dealing with the globalists and how to defeat them and the keys, to their mindset. So I took them out to a restaurant, and I see a guy complaining, getting mad, saying, "Turn up the football." And they said, "Sir, 500 places have the audio on. We don't do that here." And the guy's like, "But it's," and he's with his wife. He's like, "But it's Madonna." And he said it like it was a joke, but he was serious. And she was like squatting on a throne with big horns, in the goddess outfit and slaves dragging her around and just total Illuminati, big all-seeing eyes. And it's like, what a cheesy religion the globalists follow. What a bunch of pathetic scum. Nothing against old people. We'll all be there one day. But there's something about this geriatric looking woman, I guess she's put her body through so much, only 51, prancing around, squatting on a gold throne. We're going to be talking more about that coming up a little bit later, but there's some video of her being hauled in, on the throne by her slaves, I guess us, the American people. Now, again, we have this top story at Infowars.com, red linked. Ron Paul warns of Federal Reserve power grab. This is big news. His weekly update has not been put into text form yet. It's got no coverage. He put it out this morning. And he analyzes, you're worried about recess appointments where they don't even take the person to Congress now. So it's not a recess appointment. They just appoint them. The executive does outside of congressional approval, which is another major step towards dictatorship, launching wars without Congress, saying you'll kill U.S. citizens without trials, without Congress. All of this is what the bureaucracy, the National Security Council run by globalists wants, is for Congress to be purely ceremonial. And Congress is so happy with the insider trading and corruption on average, they're happy to do it. But Ron Paul points out, and Kurt Nimmo did more research and links to the documents, this is a total Federal Reserve international power grab over all financial transactions, over basically all businesses, over all credit unions and banks. Remember last year, and then 2 years before that, the Texas Banking Association president wrote big articles warning that this whole financial regulation is allowing more derivatives, more scams by the big six offshore banks that control the private Federal Reserves a holding company, and that it allows them to shut down their competition. Well, that's what's going on right now. Just like in Europe, the very same megabanks, same six banks and their European subsidiaries are getting total dictatorial power over all the countries of Europe through the government agencies, criminally signing over total control and saying you have no sovereignty. Foreign banks will control you now. We're hearing in Rhode Island and Michigan and other areas where whole cities are being told, since you're bankrupt, no more city council, a private corporation runs you now and can do whatever they want. Triple the water, triple the power, put tolls on existing roads, and then never build up the infrastructure, just take the money out because you went into debt. And so now the city manager traitorously signs contracts and signs you over to the big consortiums that manipulated you into fraudulent debt to begin with. Instead of going to jail, the Kinley, Bernie Madoff types take over. And coming up later, we're going to play that Texas Straight Talk. It's only a few minutes long, but again, if you want to watch it, it's up at InfoWars.com. Ron Paul warns the Federal Reserve power grab. Please get this article out to everybody. It's red linked. Not only was Obama's appointment of Richard Cordray to the misnamed Consumer Financial Protection Bureau unconstitutional, but the newly minted federal Leviathan itself is in direct violation of the Constitution, specifically the 10th Amendment. In January, Obama thumbed his nose at Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution. It states that the president shall nominate and by and with the advice and consent of the Senate shall appoint officers to the government. Yeah, you used to have to get that even for military officers because you can't just have the president hiring his guys. Congress has got to approve or you got a military dictatorship under a Julius Caesar. Oops, already happening. Continuing, but as Ron Paul notes in the above video, the new agency founded under the Federal Reserve dominated Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, which is, oh, you don't like the sharks nibbling at your toes? We'll just chop you up in pieces and throw you into them. That'll stop the sharks. Oh, you're worried about sharks swimming here in the San Francisco Bay? We'll just dump 10,000 gallons of pig blood into the water. That'll keep you safe from sharks, which we'll call every shark for miles around. Continuing, but as Ron Paul notes in the above video, the new agency founded under the Federal Reserve dominated Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, it's going to protect you, is itself an unconstitutional monster that will further degrade the financial health of this country. Cordray will act as a czar answerable, not the American people, but his masters at the Federal Reserve. Now, they're the ones that control it, like an EU or Soviet-era committee. It goes on and on. It is a devastating article, and it's got the intel from Ron Paul breaking it down. So please, please get this article out to everyone you know. It is so important to expose what's happening. You're like, but it's already passed. They've already done it. But see, just because they sign a UN treaty in 1992 declaring Agenda 21 smart growth and saying that by a decade into the 21st century, they would shut down all human progress except for the elites. I mean, pull it up. UN calls for post-industrial society, calls for end of the nuclear family, calls for compulsory sterilization. I mean, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is a fact. Look at our article from Friday that got linked on drudgereport.com and other big sites. And then I noticed when it got linked on other big neocon sites, even mainline Republican sites, they said, oh, look, the UN wants this, but Alex Jones is a kook. There's no global government. I mean, and all I was quoting was a UN press release that Paul Watson linked to and the Desert News. And I saw one article going, why is Drudge linking to this crud? This is what discredits conservatives, is that saying there's a UN takeover. Yeah. I mean, the UN, Ban Ki-moon says we need a global tax. Internet taxes, financial transaction taxes, and well-ed taxes to pay the UN itself run by big megabanks that have just gobbled Europe completely and are openly saying no sovereignty. But again, there's a big New York Times article I'm going to cover when we get back. New York Times. Activists fight green projects, seeing UN plot. They believe in an imaginary thing called Agenda 21. Then they go on to admit it's Agenda 21. Well, I have the UN itself telling you what Agenda 21 is from UN. from the UN's own stinking website, and I have Schwarzenegger and all of them admitting it. It's coming up.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Article this morning, my mind exploded in 1,000 different directions because I've watched the UN hearings on C-SPAN. I've read their biological diversity assessments. I've got the footage from the 92 Rio meeting where they said post-industrial world, we're going to destroy industrial society. The head of the conference, Maurice Strong, there's video of it. It's all online. Ted Turner, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, Queen of the Netherlands, Jacques Cousteau saying kill 300 plus thousand people a day. You know, all of this crazy stuff. and then the big multinationals shutting down all their competition. I live in Austin that has election fraud. People always say Austin's liberal. You mean establishment, snookered, trendies that are anti-human? No, we're not. No, we're not. Austin has incredible election fraud. Austin is a beautiful, wonderful city. Okay? Austin is not liberal. A small coterie runs things and feeds off of us, and they're not liberals. They're scum. It's not liberal to shut down our city-owned power plant and shut down another county-owned one and shut down a bunch of others and use government regulators and then massively increase prices over 100% in the last 2 years. 80% this year, the city council announced and has been fighting over. Strangely enough, Lee Leffingwell, he's pretty bad news, has been saying he's against it, but only wanting smaller increases. And they say, though, it's for the earth. Pay more money. It's for the earth. It's like it's that excuse. It's like we're going to take you and burn your wife at the stake because we say she's a witch. It's, you know, it's for God or whatever. No, you're just using that name for power. And then I read this New York Times article where these condescending people talk to us like we're 5-year-olds, and all these wannabe intelligentsia that get the physical paper or read it online or read it on their little Kindle or their iPad, who think they're so smart and who will then condescend at people like me and make comments on YouTube or comments on national TV. Oh, he's the guy that thinks the UN's taking over. They have UN signs. I hadn't been hiking in about 2 years on some of the main trailheads because I just tend to pull off on the side of the road and go, you know, hike into the green belts wherever I want to. And me and Richard Reeves a few months ago, I had Richard, you know, go on long hikes with me because he likes to hike and I like to hike. And, you know, we were going on like little 10-mile hikes and stuff. And everywhere were UN signs that were part of a UN control system now, just like Agenda 21 and the biosphere zones and World Heritage sites. I mean, this is going on everywhere, and it's on paper. It's under executive order, 12,986. Where Bill Clinton signed us over. Guys, let me check that number. I haven't checked it in years. Bill Clinton executive order handing over parkland to UN. And then the buffer zones around it. I mean, by the late 90s, they were telling people that own their own gold mine. 30 miles outside of, in one case, Yellowstone, you can't have your gold mine anymore because you're 30 miles from the UN zone. Or Bill Clinton signed an executive order blocking southern Utah coal development, the only clean-burning coal in North America and enough to run the country for over 100 years. Perfectly clean, no mercury, no nothing in it, no need for scrubbers, none of it. Makes it even cheaper. And overnight, this was even in mainstream news back in the time in the late 90s, you can look it up. Overnight, the stocks of the Chinese company doubled. One of the only other reserves in the world. Overnight, for whatever reason, geologically, that similar area of China has the same dinosaur bones, a lot of the same whatever as areas of Utah. I guess they say back when Pangaea was there or something, it was a similar development. But if you believe any of that, whatever. The point is, people need to get that's how this works. Just like they shut down that big pipeline that was going to supply massive amounts of oil from Canada to the U.S., shut it down. Now they're going to massively increase the profits of Warren Buffett and his trains, Associated Press, Bloomberg, all wrote. He'll make billions just off that a year, shipping by train much more expensively, massive amounts of oil to the West Coast and then in huge ships to China and Japan. Again, you can look it up. China gets 3 new coal power plants a week. We have coal plants, well, about 100 is being shut down every year. We get our plants shut down. They get new plants. They get oil. We get diddly squat. And again, it's all insider globalist. They don't just get money and power. They shut off their competition. It's right out of Atlas Shrugged. All right, now when we come back, I'm going to read you this New York Times article that's got me hotter than a pistol. Again, it's the condescension of these scum. And it's so pleasing to see them becoming discredited and becoming jokes and the dinosaur horde media imploding on itself.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live blasting out on XM Channel 166. Well over 100 AM and FM affiliates. Global Shortwave at WWCR. And, of course, on the audio streams at InfoWars.com. Number one radio show on the Internet worldwide by every major metric. Look it up for yourself. And that's thanks to you spreading the word out there and my team's hard work as well. And, of course, my tireless dedication and will to face down these crooks and get angry at them and say, I don't care if we win or lose. I mean, I want to win, but I'm not even thinking about that. You want to get in a fight, New World Order? All right. I'm taking the gloves off. I'm coming in. I'm going to fight you as hard as I can, and I'm going to improvise, adapt, and learn, and we're going to kick your New World Order tail. And you know what? It's starting to happen. And that's my frustration. Every time good people turn it loose on the New World Order, every time we get involved, every time we simply get off the bench and get up there, we have victory. And I got to tell you, it's shocking sometimes when listeners call and they say, well, I'm calling. It's scared for me to even call in. But then I understand, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. But you should be afraid of letting this system go into place. They're already jacking our food and water on record. They're already messing with our atmosphere. The globalists are already playing God. The only thing you should be afraid of is laying there in the ditch. For me, that's horrifying. For me, what's horrifying is letting these scum win. I take what they do personal. A lot of people say, well, I fight the New World Order a little bit, but I don't take it personal. You know, I think it's good to take it personal. I think it's good. I don't take it personal when some guy flips me off on the highway. Or I don't take it personal when somebody, you know, snubs me or acts powerful. I don't care about that. I take it personal when people try to assault my children with GMO food, fluoride, aspartame, melamine, bisphenol A. I take it personal when the United States has the highest prison rate, obesity rate, cancer rate. We're the leaders in everything bad by design by the globalists. From the leaders in everything good 60 years ago to the leaders in everything bad. By design. All the textbooks, all the documents. I'm angry about it. Okay? And I know where this is leading if we don't turn this around. Not somewhere pretty. Now, I just asked the guys, because right before showtime, I was going through the news they'd printed, and I saw a piece of news I hadn't seen out of the New York Times, and I just said, start printing me Agenda 21 UN documents, government executive orders. And then obviously later after the radio show for the nightly news or for a special report, I'm going to have to shoot a special report on this just to illustrate how not only does the media spin and lie, but how they're arrogant and think you're idiots. And see, that's the thing. It's so frustrating to see people thinking they're informed because they read it in the New York Times and it's a bunch of sophistic garbage. It's just so mindlessly written. I mean, if I wanted to write for the New World Order, it'd be so easy. Their tricks are so mindless. It's written at a sixth grade level. And this is what so-called intellectuals. I mean, nowadays in America, it's intellectuals that can even talk or even read. Pretty soon you'll be an intellectual and seen as a genius if you can tie your shoelaces. I mean, this is the type of garbage. This is the type of bull that we're talking about here. All right, let me continue here. Going through this information, here is the article itself that I've been ranting about from the New York Times. Now, listen to how they try to imply this isn't real, but then later admit it is real, but just that our response is crazy. Okay? And this is all driven towards peer pressure. This is all driven towards people that just go with whatever they think is acceptable in society. It's so pathetic that people think it's like a sacrament or it's something really special to do whatever the TV says. The TV wants to destroy your culture, destroy your family. It's a private corporate global takeover of the human species. It is a wrecking ball, a scorched earth takeover of every facet of our world. Now, here's the New York Times insult to intelligence. In fact, you know, we print all the news that's fit to print. What an arrogant statement, you know, that we think is fit to print. We print it all. No, you are an insult to intelligence who get off on steering our society into a collapsed economy, just like you're collapsing, into a dirty rat hole. Lies of WMDs, you name it. Activists fight green projects. Of course, last time, one of the richest guys in Mexico connected to all sorts of shady stuff is the main owner. So, I mean, that's what you expect from this. Activists fight green projects, seeing UN plot. Across the country, activists with ties to the Tea Party, that's the original proto-Ron Paul-Alex Jones Tea Party, not the neocon one that tells people, oh, we don't want your 1776 shirts here. We don't want your fight the New World Order stuff here. We don't want your get the UN out of America stuff. That's extreme. That's what mainline Republicans tell me. You know, you shouldn't be so extreme and talk about the UN bad and world government because that just discredits you. Really? You mean when I read a press release from the UN calling for global government and a global tax, it's basically already in place, but now they're overtly doing it? You mean I shouldn't read what Ban Ki-moon said last Friday? And link to the UN saying it? Oh, I understand. I should be an idiot like you. Continuing, activists fight green projects, seeing UN plot. Oh, we remember the New York Times 3-4 years ago, they did a review of the film New World Order that aired on Independent Film Channel. Some guys followed me around off and on, you know, a few times, and they put it out, and it was an okay film. You know, they kind of went with the hokey angle and skewed things by focusing on some of the funnier stuff, but that's okay. I don't mind, because I know folks are going to come here and find the real deal, what we actually are, what we really do. But the New York Times reviewed it and said Jones was having a schizophrenic breakdown, basically, in a Marriott resort center, imagining men behind trees and cars following him. No, we just had Marines flipping us off and helicopters flying around and police putting people up against squad cars in handcuffs and men coming up to us saying, you want to attack the State Department with us, who were FBI agents, and black limousines and Secret Service and world leaders all there and Obama hanging out for today when the whole media was, where's Obama and Hillary? They disappeared. We call the media and say they're right here and no dinosaur corporate or media would show up. I was talking to a nationally syndicated radio host a few days ago. I'll just leave it at that. And he says he'll come on sometime and talk about it when he's ready, but he's talking about being in national newsrooms and watching people say, don't go with that. Don't, you know, say Ron Paul can't win and not allowed to say Bilderberg or New World Order or global government. And all these big syndicated radio shows that you hear, of course, I already knew this. They don't just get talking points, but they have them delayed more like a minute. They're delayed like a minute. And they're going through different computer banks so that they can cut what the host is saying. And I already knew this, but the extent of it was incredible. And, of course, I'm not supposed to talk about it. Well, specifically who told me. But I already know this. It's just if the public knew. You think when you call up a regular talk show, even local, and they screen you for like 5 minutes, and if you ever want to talk about the New World Order or Ron Paul, they don't want to put you on. This is about perception management. It's about a bunch of scum and sellouts who are destroying their own future by serving the New World Order, feeding you propaganda and getting off on it. I've run into local people. I try to call into San Antonio and Austin stations, and they maybe in the past once a week, driving into work or driving home or doing errands. So, you know, I don't just tell people to talk to folks at grocery stores and stop people at red lights and tell them to tune into radio stations or, you know, do whatever. I do it myself. But I can't call into Texas Talk Radio because even though I might call one show once a month, the call screener's like, no, Alex, I recognize your voice. But I'm like, but I want to make this point. No, why don't you do it on your own show? And I can even call and say my name's David or Bob. Now, a few times I've called and said, I'd like to come on and talk about this. And they get me on air and I give them some information in a voice just like this. But I mean, a lot of times I'm not going to go to that link to try to jump through the call screener's power trip. Again, these servile people get off on serving the system. They think it like makes them powerful to serve the New World Order as their standard of living implodes. But here it is. Activists fight green projects seeing UN plot. This is what the Mexican megabank drug laundering funded New York Times wants to tell you here. Some nice people. Activists fight green projects seeing UN plot. And it goes on across the country. Here, I'll hold it up a little bit higher for you. You can see the document cam shot. There you go. Activists fight Green Project, seeing UN plot. Oh, there's no such thing as plots by big mega elites. They just got into power by being nice little people. Rich, powerful men never get in smoky rooms, and they don't have mistresses either, and they never order assassinations either, and they're not involved in any corruption. And oh, yes. Across the country, activists with ties to the Tea Party are railing against all sorts of local and state efforts to control sprawl and conserve energy. No, you mean sell them less energy for more. They brand government action. Just, it's action. You want action. So you're conditioned to love action, 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 like it's always good. For things like expanding public transportation routes. That means shutting down your roads and giving sweetheart train deals to people that you can't even use because of the way our infrastructure is set up. And preserving open space as part of United Nations-led conspiracy. So they admit that's all happening, but it's a United Nations-led conspiracy. No, it's not a conspiracy. It's an open program of neo-feudalism in their own words. They say neo-feudalism, neo-serfdom. I didn't really coin those terms. Neo-feudalistic serfdom, I did. They call it neo-feudal or neo-serf systems. Read the UN Biological Diversity Assessment, 1996. I mean, it's incredible. Read State Department Memorandum 200, where they say we'll have wars and cut off food to reduce population. And it goes on, and preserving open space is part of the United Nations-led conspiracy to deny property rights and herd citizens toward cities. Well, they say all that. And in Austin, they took in one swath 15,000 acres of different farm and ranchers' property southwest of town, held it for 5 years, as we knew they'd do, used taxpayer money to force the sale. Eminent Domain took it, paid about 2 cents on the dollar. In some cases, had to send police out to drag them off their land, people crying on their ancestral property, and turned around and actually the former mayors and everybody moved in on the land, built $3 million houses, sold their buddies, built hotels, and now they're grabbing other property. I mean, they just do it. I mean, it's like, we have machine guns. We're taking the property. And they said it's for the UN. They got UN signs up. I mean, I was over at the Hill of Life, the local name of it. I forget the exact name of the little park entrance down into the Greenbelt, some of the older Greenbelts that, you know, they can't build in the Barton Creek Canyon area. And it's got little UN signs there now. But it doesn't exist. It's kind of like CNN said 4 years ago, and I played the clip many times. Ron Paul's insane, the guy said, the host. It was a contributor. He's insane. He believes there's something called a North American Union Highway, and that there's a thing called Trans-Texas Corridor, he claims. He's making it up. It doesn't exist. There were signs everywhere, toll roads going in. We defeated it for now and overthrew it, but the signs were everywhere. Imagine being a Texan watching CNN, and they're saying this doesn't exist when it's all over the news, and the transportation department's announced it at the state and federal level. But most people watching in Texas went, oh, it doesn't exist. Well, I won't talk about it at the water cooler. Even though it's happening, I don't want to be laughed at. I had Texans say it didn't exist as it was happening because CNN said so. And they get this little smile, this little, oh, really? You're a conspiracy theorist. I got lied to. Big establishment media told me so. I'm part of the power system. I got lied to and conned. It feels so good. I mean, it's like mental sickness of weakness and just loving, servile patheticness. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. It goes on. It's horrible. They're showing up, they say, at city council meetings. This is some terrible news. They're showing up. It's so un-American. At planning meetings to denounce bike lanes. Yeah, where they make you turn the parking drives the backwards so people have wrecks. They take over existing roads to give them to bikes. They play bikers off against car drivers, and the bikers get on major highways now, interstates, and block the roads and enjoy it. Again, it's all about divide and conquer. They're showing up at planning meetings to denounce bike lanes on public streets and smart meters on home appliances, which they admit are tracking everybody and taxing and now controlling thermostats in California, which they promised they wouldn't, but that was a conspiracy theory too. Efforts they equate to big government blueprint against individual rights. Yeah, it's endgame blueprint for global enslavement. Down the road, this data will be used against you. It is now, warned a speaker at the recent Roanoke County, Virginia Board of Supervisors meeting who turned out with dozens of people opposed to the county paying $1,200 in dues to a nonprofit that consults on sustainability issues. Oh, that consults. Yeah, then the universities are turning out all these graduates who will be your little minders, your little keepers. And that's going to be their profession, so they're going to be acolytes of it no matter what, to force you to do whatever they say, home inspections, more power bills. Local officials say they would dismiss such notions except for the growing and often heated protest are having an effect. Oh, the people are actually reading the UN documents we're about to show you. It's terrible. They're Americans are having an effect. That means the richest man in Mexico tied in with the big mega banks that owns the New York Times, Carlos Slim. It means we won't get to be like people in Mexico who had all their resources turned off and are so poor, you know, the establishment calls them peons. I mean, they want to make us peons here. This is terrible. We don't want to be. In Maine, the Tea Party-backed Republican governor canceled the project to ease congestion along Route 1 corridor after protesters complained it was part of a UN plot. Yeah, where they take existing lanes and turn them into toll roads, and it makes things worse. Similar opposition helped doom the high-speed train line in Florida. And more than a dozen cities, towns, and counties, under new pressure, have cut off financing for a program that offers expertise on how to measure and cut carbon emissions. Where they then start taxing you. You know, that's the issue here that we're talking about. They put taxes on you. I mean, I told everybody they were going to increase our power bill. Boy, they're awake in Austin now with that 80% increase coming in 1 year. Already a massive increase. It sounds a little on the weird side, but we found we ignore it at our own peril. Oh, it sounds a little weird that people are actually informed. Said George Homewood, a vice president of the American Planning Association chapter in Virginia, where they're annexing the rural areas and telling folks what they can do on their own land. Or how about the EPA last year saying that $5,000 fines for dust on a farm? Oh, yeah, taking all our property for no reason. We shouldn't be concerned.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood.
We love you, Willie. While you're out there listening.
The bastards hung me in the
street. All right, continuing here. Now remember, they're dumping toxic waste in the water, GMOing the entire biosphere, insects, animals, hundreds of crops now, mutations everywhere, weaponizing every virus you can imagine, endangering the whole planet, reactors constantly melting down, radiation levels going up globally, not even an issue, troops dying of DU poisoning. But they're going to raise taxes on your breathing. New York Times headline, a tax on breathing. And then they endorsed it. They said, this is good. But it goes on to freak out in a long article that all over the country, people are waking up to the UN takeover and freaking out, and that smart growth groups are in trouble, and that people are coming after them and making sure that the cities aren't run by smart growth software that the feds give you grants to run your city on. I mean, everything is converting over to this, where they say you'll pay for the calories you eat. This is all official. And they're stalling you till it's in place. And they're upset that you're waking up and they can't take over with their mafia system. That's all this is. They can shut anybody down for made-up environmental reasons. I saw Tito's Vodka. Now become very popular all over the world. I'm told it's really good vodka. People that like vodka drink it. And they said that a few gallons of some of their distillate might have run into a creek behind them. A disgruntled employee said, so they SWAT teamed him and indicted him and all this stuff. Meanwhile, the globalists are infecting the very genome and releasing salmon into the ocean that they admit in university studies in controlled environments will extinct all natural salmon of that species. I mean, that's the threat right there. Not some Tito's vodka that ran off in a creek. I mean, I saw where they were indicting and arresting people in Dallas because some pig blood from a slaughterhouse might have gotten the Trinity River. Pig blood? You better be worried. And all the people that are worried about kosher stuff, Muslims, Jews, and others, or Christian scientists, Seventh-day Adventists, whatever, aren't you worried about genetics of other animals and insects in your food? I mean, that's a lot bigger than any other type of contamination you can imagine. But the article goes on freaking out. The protests date to 92 when the United Nations passed a sweeping but non-binding 100-plus page resolution called Agenda 21 that was designed to encourage nations to use fewer resources, post-industrial world, and conserve open land by steering development to already dense areas that the globalists own. They have gained momentum in the past 2 years because of the emergence of the Tea Party movement, harnessing its suspicion about government power. Well, no, everybody's being abused, and the belief that the man-made global warming is a hoax. See, they say man-made global warming's real, but the belief that it's a hoax. And the whole, it just gets worse. I mean, it gets worse. Folks, here's Ban Ki-moon in Infowars.com. UN wants world tax to help the poor. What do we link to in the article? A UN press release. You're on the UN's website. People didn't believe our article. They thought it was fake. Okay, here is the actual Desert News, mainstream media. They've got the headline here. Desert News, UN leaders consider world tax to fund social protection services, which is just the new social anti-family police. Now, here's Schwarzenegger in the Time Magazine, London Guardian, and USA Today. And you read him 3 years ago at the Copenhagen thing when they couldn't get it through. He said, what we need now is an end run to county, cities, and states to implement the Agenda 21. I mean, go read it. Go read it. Here he is saying exactly what we're warning. I mean, and then because we know what they're doing, we're bad conspiracy theorists.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.